Hello again, this is The Roundup on CBC Radio 1. I'm Andrea Hunter, here for Bill Richardson. Right now we continue with part 4 of The Super Adventures of Mary Marvelous by Beverly Cooper. It's called Chips and Dips.
Hooray for Mary Marvelous! She's the one to help us, the one to save us. Hooray for Mary Marvelous! She's just like us if she can stop a bus. Mary Bob started her day like any other day in May, but strange things happened, you might say, on that day in May.
The toaster started to smoke, and with her knife she began to poke.
Mistake! Zap! Electrocution is no joke. The pops of Mary was a goner as they gathered all around her, but she was okay, better than ever she did say.
For Mary's powers have been released, her mother Wanda is really pleased.
She can fly!
She can lift heavy objects!
She can dither!
She can save the world!
But can she get a babysitter?
Sure she can!
So, hooray for Mary Marvelous! She's the one to help us, the one to save us. Hooray for Mary Marvelous! She's just like us if she can stop a bus. Hooray for Mary Marvelous!
What?
You yelped.
You sat bolt upright. What is it?
What?
I don't know. You sat bolt upright. I was sound asleep.
Oh, boy. I had this wild dream.
A nightmare?
Oh, it's all coming back to me. Oh, I was buried under a gargantuan pile of peanut butter and banana sandwiches. Sticky and malodorous. I couldn't breathe.
Sounds awful.
And you were there. You had stuck a knife in the toaster and got electrocuted.
That happened in real life, Bob. Huh? Remember? A couple of weeks ago.
But you were changed, infused with superhuman powers and could fly.
Why, that's ridiculous, Bob. That doesn't sound frightening at all. Oh, it's only 6 o'clock. Let's go back to sleep. And I'm wide awake.
Well?
Well?
The bed has other uses besides being a place in which to sleep.
Oh, Bob. You wild and crazy man.
I'm sorry, I got this image of you as, what do you call them? A superhero-type figure.
Yeah, well, what's so funny about that?
You know, flying around like Superman in tights.
And the image of me in tights makes you laugh. Well, thanks a lot, Bob. Is that your idea of foreplay?
Oh, you aren't upset,
no,
are you?
No, I love to make you laugh.
Oh, come on, honey, it was nice. Let's just get there.
Oh. Mommy, Charlie's away.
All right, Harriet, I'll be there in a minute.
I'll go.
No, I'll go. I'm up anyway. I'll tell him the joke about his mother in tights. That'll get him laughing.
Mary.
Mommy, I think Charlie's diaper is stinky.
Coming. And so, a day in the life of a superhero begins.
Did I say something wrong?
Hello, Charlie Lumps. Come to Granny Kitty.
Hi, Mum.
You're upset with Bob, aren't you?
You know, it's really good that you told ESP, because now I know how you read my mind for all those teenage years. I thought it was just a mother thing.
Did you tell him?
Tell him that I got electrocuted and it released the family secret? Tell him that I can see through people's clothing and eavesdrop on people in Kathmandu? It just hasn't entered our conversation.
Oh, good, because I've been rethinking the situation. I don't think you should tell Bob.
What? You told me.
Well, I was rereading the Morgan family histories, and there have been a few problems with the women telling their men. One hubby snitched on his wife, She was burned at the stake for a witch.
Oh.
Well, of course, that was some time ago. I don't think politically correct Bob would go quite that far. Most modern men feel emasculated by the thought of being married to a woman with superhuman powers and simply want a divorce.
That's cheery morning news.
So, how did he upset you?
He had a dream that I was a superhero.
Really? How interesting.
He couldn't get past the image of me in tights. He thought it was hilarious.
Well, you could stand to lose a few pounds.
Thanks, Mum. Now I know where I get my body image problems from.
You know, it's just that you're flying now above crowds of people, all staring at
you. I'm not going to fly anymore, okay? Who was I fooling trying to be a superhero? I mean, when you think superhero, you think Superman, Batman, sleek, muscular men. I don't have the image for the job. It's silly. Bob was right to laugh.
Oh, darling, don't be so hard
on yourself. I gotta go, Mom. I've gotta go to my normal old job before I'm fired for being abnormally late. Don't let Charlie watch too much TV.
He likes it.
He likes to chew worms, too, but it's not a good idea.
Hello?
Hello, this is Mary Fobbs. I'm calling from CanFacts Market Research Firm, and today we're conducting a survey on potato chips.
How dare you call me in my home and harass me? I've got a mother who's ill, two small children with teeth problems, and a husband who just got laid off after 15 years as a slave to the company, and I...
I'm sorry. Can I call back at a better time?
There's no better time. It's not going to get better.
Oh, sure it is. It'll get better. Maybe you should call a distress line or something.
As if all my problems are going to be solved by somebody saying, oh, that's too bad. Maybe you should go to a therapist. As if I've got the time and the money to sit on a couch and yak.
Oh, well.
What I really should be doing is burning down the new tech bio building for firing my husband after 15 years of devoted service.
Oh.
New owners come in and whammo, layoffs. Gonna streamline, downsize, increase productivity. What a load of crap.
Oh,
they're gonna give slave labor wages to those poor devils down in Mexico and pocket the savings into their big fat-ass pockets.
You know, we're doing this survey on potato chips.
Potato chips? As if I care.
Well, you can really change how companies do business by giving me your opinion on the matter.
As if. As if the questions you ask won't be skewed. As if they won't take the results and bend them to what they want to hear. Shove it up your arse.
Well, we're sending out free samples and...
Free samples? How many bags?
A whole case, if you qualify. And there's a follow-up survey.
Why didn't you tell me that in the first place? Oh, shite. The little one has a sister in a headlock. Call me back in 15.
Oh.
How are you doing with your quotas?
I think people have got crankier over the years. There seems to be a kind of a phone rage going on.
Not too good, huh?
Well, the free samples seem to hook them. Have you got anything to eat? I am absolutely starving. Well,
there's boxes of those lickety chips.
Oh.
What?
I'm trying to lose some weight.
Since when?
Since this morning.
Mm. I have been eating them all week. I'm absolutely addicted. They just seem to satisfy that... salt, fat craving, you know? Mmm.
Just, all right, give me a bag.
So, when do we start the follow-up surveys? Some cases were sent out to respondents 2 weeks ago, so they should be called soon. Trixie can finish the placements if you want to get under that tomorrow. Between you and me, this client is kind of strange.
Yeah.
I'd like to make sure the study gets done on time.
Strange how?
Well, first of all, he's got a pet rat named Sylvia he's always raving about. And if I ask him anything about the study, he gets all weird and secretive. He calls about every 2 minutes to check on some stupid detail. He was on my case this morning about a confidentiality policy.
When you said, what confidentiality policy?
I said, we take regular urine samples from our telephone jockeys and keep them for blackmail in case of blabbing.
These chips are really mediocre.
I managed to finish the bag. Believe me, they grow on you. Why don't you take a case home? We got a new shipment today and they send extras.
Oh, yeah, that's all I need is 40 bags of potato chips to tempt me.
For Harriet's lunch.
Yeah, all right. I'll take a bag each for Harriet and Bob. Are they in the stock room?
Mm.
So what do you think?
Not bad. Not great. Okay. What do the people you sent them to think?
I don't know. I start making those calls tomorrow.
Mummy, are you going to be a superhero?
No, honey. I'm just going to be a mummy who has some tricks that occasionally come in handy. I'm not cut out for that kind of work.
And you're not going to tell Daddy?
No, and you're not either.
Why?
Go do your homework.
All right, but one day he's going to notice your plaid cape in the laundry.
So? Lots of people have plaid capes.
Yeah, Sherlock Holmes and who else?
Hi, honey. I'm home. There's something great about the smell of reheated leftovers. Your hair looks nice. Did you do something different?
Combed it.
Ah.
Bob.
Mrs. Fobbs.
Compliments aren't going to get you out of the doghouse.
What about kissing your feet?
No. Hello?
Mayor, did you take some chips home?
Two bags. Why?
They're all gone. All the boxes are gone. We had 50 cases of lickety chips, and they vanished into thin air. Rex is going to be so pissed.
Rex?
The client. I better go. You're coming in first thing tomorrow, aren't you?
Yeah, I...
Good. See you then.
And I will make thee beds of roses, and 1,000 fragrant posies, and a cap of flowers, and a kirtle embroidered all with leaves of myrtle.
Oh, the passionate shepherd.
Come live with me and be my love.
Oh, Bob.
Yes?
Even though I am slightly softened by the passionate shepherd, the fact is you laughed at my body image this morning, and you are not forgiven.
Why don't you come to the barn tonight, and I'll show you my staff.
Your staff? More like a small cudgel. Besides, the domestic help doesn't fraternize with shepherds.
Oh, Mary, thank God you're here.
I don't know how much use I'll be. We were up all night with Charlie. He started vomiting just around dinner and didn't stop. Bob had some days coming, so he's at home with us.
Look, all hell has broken loose around here. Everybody's accusing everybody else of stealing the chips. They're all completely on edge, like they all quit smoking on the same day.
What?
I want you to try and keep things on track. All the repeat surveys are on your desk and a list of who to call. Geez, I gotta call Rex and tell him about the chips disappearing.
You stole my last bag of chips! I was saving those!
Hey! Give that back before I clock you!
I better go make sure they don't decapitate each other. Get on that phone, Mary. We're way behind.
Hello?
May I speak to Penny Nightingale?
Speaking.
Hello. This is Mary Fobbs from Canfax Market Research Firm, and I'm calling with a follow-up questionnaire on the lickety chips study. Now, 2 weeks ago, you were sent a case of the chips,
oh,
and we...
Oh, thank God you called. I can't find them in the stores anywhere.
Actually, they're not in the stores yet.
Then can I get more? I need some more of those chips. We're all going crazy here.
So, if you were to rate the chips from 1 to 10, 10 being the best chips you ever tasted, and 1 being the worst chips you ever...
Tell me where I can get more bloody chips!
You know, I'm going to go and speak to my supervisor and get back to you. All right, Penny?
The lady thinks she can get us more chips!
Hello.
Hello. This is Mary Fobbs. I'm calling from Canfax Market Research Firm, and I'm calling about my son's condition.
He hasn't vomited for 2 hours, so I guess he's through the worst.
Oh, that's good.
Is your dander still raised?
Well, there's something about watching you care for our sick child that has made you redeemable.
That gives me hope.
A little more of the passionate shepherd to his love, and I'll be jello in your palms.
I'll have a nap this afternoon.
I'm not promising. I'll have totally forgiven you by tonight. Oh, now, listen, Bob. We're doing a study on potato chips, and people are going crazy for them, and I was thinking we should buy some stock.
What are they called?
Lickety chips. Oh, I gotta go. Roxanne's coming back.
That guy is so weird.
Rex?
Rex Lexington. What a name. I call this guy, right, expecting a huge hissy fit about the missing cases of chips. I told him I had suspicions about certain members of my staff being a little too enthusiastic about the product. He got all curious. He wants to know details about who might have stolen them, what they were like, and how much they weighed. It was creepy. But he wasn't mad at all. He's going to send over a whole bunch tomorrow. Did I tell you he's got a rat named Sylvia?
Yeah.
He just bought her a gold bracelet to play with in her cage. Are you in tomorrow?
No.
Then take a stack of numbers to call from home on the weekend, okay? You're doing that strange staring thing again, Mary.
Well, I can't help but notice
that... You give me the creeps when you do that.
That you've got three cases of lickety-chips under your desk.
Oh, stop that right now! I really hate it when you see through things. I bet it drives Bob nuts, too.
No, Bob doesn't know. Roxanne, it's just a premenstrual thing. Oh, please don't tell him.
I didn't take them all, okay? I only took three for here, three for home, and one for the car.
Roxanne, you're hoarding the product.
I need those chips, all right? You can't get them at the store, and I need to have them.
Need them for what?
To calm my nerves.
Are you feeling all right? You look a little pale.
I just have to have a chip, that's all. Stop bugging me.
I've heard about the munchies, but this is ridiculous.
Finally, the little Muppet's asleep.
I wonder what made Charlie so sick. It doesn't seem like stomach flu to me.
Can't be something he ate. Child chews on old boots and gets away with it.
What time is Harriet coming home?
Emma's mum said she'd drop her off about 7:30. That might just give us enough time.
Oh, did you think about investing in lickety chips?
Well, I did some homework on the internet. I thought maybe before we plunk our pelf into some bogus company.
And?
Well, a small local company called Homemade Chips makes them. Owned by a fellow named Rex Lexington. Eons passed before I found anything. There are about 200 sites for another Rex Lexington, if you can imagine another person with such a name. The other Rex is a big kahuna at New Tech Bio.
New Tech Bio, I've heard of that company. Something isn't sitting right about this.
Hmm.
Could you pull up the info for me again?
Anything to appease the wrath of the domestic help. You see? Rex Lexington, 198 sites. Now, this Rex Lexington dominates most of them. Biotech firm New Tech hires top biotechnologist. New Tech Bio stock rises.
New Tech streamlines workforce. Now I remember where I heard that name. I called a woman the other day and her husband had been laid off.
Now, if we scroll down to the end, we finally find Homemade Chips sets up shop in Waddington.
Oh, let me see something. Scroll back up a little.
Uh-huh.
Stop. There. Lexington retires from New Tech Bio for quiet life. That's just 4 months ago. Just a few weeks before they set up in Waddington. This Rex Lexington is one and the same guy.
But why would a world-renowned biotechnologist quit a job with New Tech Bio to start a chip factory in Waddington?
Mom?
We're in here, Harriet.
Mom, do you have any more of those chips?
Are you feeling okay, sweetie? You look pale.
I ask you, do you have any more of those chips?
That is no way to speak to your mother.
I need some of those chips.
I didn't think you liked them.
I do like them. I've been thinking about them all day.
Harriet, listen to me. I have another bag of chips. I brought home two bags, one for you and one for your dad. I'm sure Daddy wouldn't mind.
Maybe if I hear some please and thank yous.
I ate that bag yesterday.
You snuck them out of the cupboard?
I didn't eat all of them. I gave some to Charlie.
Oh, my Lord. That's what made him sick. The lickety chips.
Those must be powerful chips to make a dent in his digestive gland.
Harriet, Charlie's too little for chips.
Mary, don't worry. He's fine. He's got it all out of his system. Harriet, Charlie's too little for chips.
I'm sorry.
Has the whole world gone daffy over potato chips? There is something rotten in the state of lickety chips, and I'm going to find out what it is.
Mary, don't be ridiculous. What can you do?
Listen, Bob, these chips are cheesy. Everyone at work is crazy about them, literally crazy. They're lying and cheating and stealing to get them. They made my boy sick, and right now Harriet is lying on the floor looking pale and wan, crying about a bag of lickety chips. This guy Lexington quitting his six-figure job to open a chip factory.
Why don't you write a letter to Mr. Lexington?
Write a letter?
Yeah.
I'm going to check this out before more people are affected. They made Charlie sick in small doses. Well, what will they do to people who consume bags and bags of them?
You're not thinking of going now. It's 7:35. Waddington must be 10 miles away. Unless you're going to fly like Superman.
What? Why did you stop?
I have this.
You got that image in your mind again, didn't you? Of me, flying in tights.
Honey.
Well, you may not think that I have what it takes to be a superhero, but, well.
Mommy, are you going
Harriet, everything is going to be all right. Drink plenty of fluids, have a bowl of Cheerios, and get right to bed. Bob, you may have to sit with her until I get back.
Mary, this is silly.
Oh, don't worry, Bob. I'm not going to drive up to Waddington. I'm going to fly to Waddington.
Hey, Dad! Look up there!
should practice those landings. Hey, I can't believe the staying power this wig has. Just as I suspected, they're working overtime at Homemade Chips. Look at those boxes. Must be getting ready to go to market. Uh-oh. Headlights coming this way. Rex Lexington in the flesh. I'm sure of it. Why is it that all biotechnologists look the same? Darn, I wish I could hear that conversation. Hey, I can hear that conversation.
Going to make the Monday shipment, Marty?
You bet, Mr. Lexington.
The preliminary studies are showing remarkable results. Once tasted, people can't get enough of them. They want more, and they'll do anything to get them.
You're a genius, Mr. Lexington. And that's just from getting the genes from potatoes and mixing them up with the genes from the tobacco plant?
Not just any gene, but the strain that is particularly addictive.
And the government doesn't mind if you do that kind of thing?
The government loves biotechnology. They love genetic modification. They actually gave us a grant to get started up.
Well, that's good.
I took it to humor them, perpetuate the look of the small businessman. But I hardly needed the money with the kind of backing I've got.
You mean from New Tech Bio?
Oh, Marty, I love it when you think so small.
You mean there's somebody else involved?
A whole bunch of somebodies. Every tobacco firm in the country is in on this sweet, salty experiment.
Tobacco companies?
They're looking for new ways to make money with tobacco. And the food industry is their ticket to prosperity.
And the government don't know about this?
The government doesn't like to be bothered with details. New Tech Bio simply put a lot of money into a bank account as a kind of severance package, and I take it out. You'd have to look very hard to find that New Tech Bio owns 98% of the shares in Homemade Chips. And even harder to find a whiff of smoking tobacco.
And the gov don't need to check up on the chips or anything?
They don't have time to test foods anymore. They've stepped aside. No more red tape, no more standing in the way of progress and prosperity.
But what if people become really addicted? You know, they can't live without them. Kind of thing.
That's the idea, Boxer Brain. They keep buying them and buying
them.
Yeah,
but if they need to stop, you know, if they're gaining too much weight.
Like you, Marty? Are you obsessed with lickety chips?
I dream about them. I come into work and I start eating. I can't stop myself. I gained 50 pounds since I started work here. You gotta help me, boss. I've gotta stop. I go home with greasy lips and salt under my fingernails. My wife is gonna leave me. Please, boss.
All right. I'll tell you the antidote, but you are sworn to secrecy, Marty.
I swear.
I came upon the antidote when I was testing the chips on rats. It seems that drinking pineapple juice seems to work.
Pineapple juice?
Don't ask me how I know. I'll only tell you I became particularly fond of one rat called Sylvia, and we went to a tropical bar one night.
I'm going to go and find some pineapple juice right now. Thanks, boss. I'll never tell a soul.
You're a genius, Rex Lexington. Today, potato chips. Tomorrow, macaroni and cheese.
Macaroni and cheese? How dare you, Mr. Low-Life Biosperm?
Hey! You in the bushes!
What?
You've been snooping on us, haven't you?
Keep away from me. Don't you... Oh, why, you little rotten sidekick. Here's a kick that you'll never forget. Try getting down from that tree, potato chip face.
Who are you calling a potato chip face?
Why, if it isn't the dastardly Mr. Lexington. I know all about your potato chip plot.
Oh, really? How interesting. It's all perfectly legal, you know.
Well, I'm sure there's a few loopholes you haven't figured out. And the bad publicity you're going to get while slogging through a legal quagmire
is... Have you ever heard the expression, dead men tell no tales? It also applies to silly-looking women in revolting plaid capes.
Oh, so the big man has a big gun, does he? Oh, that tickles.
What? Who are you? What are you?
You can call me Mary Mar.
Marvel. Now I'm going to take your gun away and, tuck you under my arm like this.
I'm afraid of heights. Please, put me back down on the ground.
I've got a friend named Officer Jake I want you to meet. Bob, you've got to give Harriet some pineapple juice. There's some in one of those boxes in the back of the cupboard with the snacks.
Pineapple juice? Where are you, Mary?
Don't worry. I'm at work. I forgot some papers. I just remembered that pineapple juice is good for stopping cravings, so she still wants the chips.
I didn't know that. I got right on it. Mary, I'm sorry.
I'll be home soon.
Hello,
this is Mary from Canfax Market Research Firm.
Are you going to send me that crate of chips?
No, I...
Then screw you!
Oh, no, wait. I don't think you're going to want those chips. I've got something on NewTek Bio.
What did you say?
I know some information on NewTek Bio that might help your husband.
Get his job back?
No, I wouldn't suggest that, but you might be able to get a hefty severance package before I blow the whistle on them. Now, I know some information about NewTek Bio that they're not going to want me to go public with. I'll wait until your husband has a check in his hand before I go to the press.
Really? You think we could screw them out of a few thousand?
Something like that. Now, this is what he needs to know. Bob? Bob, have you gone to bed? Oh, you're asleep already. Oh, darn. I thought we could...
Oh. Come live with me and be my love, and we will all the pleasures prove.
Oh, my passionate shepherd.
You're the most... beauteous superwoman I know.
Oh.
And that is no laughing matter.
You're forgiven.
I'll go.
No, that's okay. That's what superwomen do.
The Super Adventures of Mary Marvelous by Beverly Cooper. Stay tuned for episode 5 next week. Coming up in the next half hour on The Roundup, The Bride Who Wore Rubber Boots. I'm Andrea Hunter, here for Bill Richardson. I'll be right back just after the CBC News.
You're listening to CBC Radio 1, 91.5 in Ottawa.